Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Joining us now is Peter Morici, economist and business professor at the University of Maryland, on the line from Alexandria, Virginia. First of all, Peter, did you hear any news in Ben Bernanke's town meeting?
No, not really. It's the sort of things that he has been saying. The real news was that he had a town meeting, and although the PBS may have organized it, as you pointed out, he went along with the invitation. It's not something that he had to do. It's something that he wanted to do, and the real question is why.
All right, but we can sort of find that out later on in the week as Washington assesses Ben Bernanke's performance. My question for you is, I go on vacation for a week, and all of a sudden, all of the market indices are way above 9,000, way above, you know, in like record territory for the last couple of months. Am I a leading indicator of the economy?
I guess so. I mean, maybe you should go on vacation more often.
Thank
and
you,
the recession
Peter.
Will end.
Thank
I mean,
you, Peter.
You kind of led with your chin, and there you go.
There,
I mean, you weren't. Andrews would have been diplomatic, not me.
But it does appear as though people are reassured, or investors are reinsured by banks doing very, very well, which was certainly the story 2 weeks ago.
Actually, I think you're overestimating that. We had a large surge in the market around the TARP that the stress test, around the time the stress test results came out. The market went down twice, once because of the recession, and then there was a panic last November over the solvency of the banks. And prior to this rally, we had recovered a lot of that. I said on Kudlow, if you'll excuse me for mentioning CNBC, the night the stress tests were results were released, that come the end of June, the market would start to smell the end of the recession. The first people to know a recession is ending are the analysts, because they start to see it in what they see in individual companies 2 quarters out, and they're starting to smell, true or not, an end of a recession, and so the buying has begun.
Well, the only thing about that, I would say, is that there's no chance whatsoever that Kudlow allowed you to complete that entire thought on CNBC.
But actually, he did.
No kidding.
He did.
We'll have to get. We'll have to get the audio.
It was a substitute
host
anchor that
night
in May.
All right. Well, then it doesn't count. Then it doesn't count if it's on Kudlow. But let's talk specifically.
All right. You want to be that way. Be that way.
Be that way.
I'm saying that this is what I see.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I think it's great. But let's think this week. What are the issues for earnings this week that are going to, again, increase this sort of smell that the economy is ending on the part of certain investors?
Well, you've got to have more good earnings news for it to keep going. And the fact of the matter is the market is now pretty high. Some pullback or some vacillation over the next several weeks is very possible and in fact, likely, because the market, you know, is out there. I mean, I can't say that it's ahead of itself. I think it's going to grow some more by the end of the year. But I think it's going to need some time to digest everything that's going on.
And it appears as though inflationary concerns about this entire sort of intervention in the economy by the Fed and Bernanke and all of the sort of things we were discussing in the financial meltdown, you know, months ago, is really muted. It's barely even there in the market, it seems to me.
Well, there's been a little uptick in the yield on inflation-adjusted treasuries, but not really a lot. I mean, there is concern about it, but there's confidence that as long as Bernanke's in the job, he'll pull back the liquidity as needed, as he's doing right now already. My feeling is if Bernanke stays in the job, inflation will be tame.
All right.
If the president gets to put Romer in there, watch out.
All right, Peter Morici, always a pleasure to have you on the program. Peter Morici, economist and business professor at the University of Maryland, our Peter Gunn.